أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خيرة البشر وعلى أيضا ما يتقون في الإله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خيرة البشر سيدنا ومولانا محمد بن عبد الله المبعوث بالحق رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحابته والتابعين تابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The second weekend and the fourth day of our thematic festival in this Ramadan, blessed month, a month of forgiveness. And this is the Master of Seed. We've been talking about the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, known as Abu al-Anbiya, the father of prophets. Same way that Adam has the title of being a father of the mankind, Ibrahim has the title of being a father of prophets. There's no other prophet that has as many prophets in his offspring of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that made Ibrahim very significant in the history of world religions. For that reason, every major religion in the world today claim allegiance to Ibrahim alayhi salam and claim followership to Ibrahim, which is in fulfillment of the promise that Allah has given to Ibrahim that I'm going to make you the leader of all the nations. The leader is in that command. So far we have discussed all the verses talking about Ibrahim from the second surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. And now we are going to start discussing the verses talking about Ibrahim in Surah Al-Imran. And as was mentioned, the beginning of the stories are actually in different surahs. Like some part of what we discussed yesterday, the argument between Ibrahim and Nimrud in Canaan, the last part of the story was in Surah Al-Baqarah. And the beginning of the story is in Surah Al-An'am, and the reason being that the beginning part of it was talking about a tawheed, how to have tawheed, how not to dissociate partners to Allah. And that is a subject matter that has been dealt with in Mecca when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca. And as you all know, the Surah Al-An'am is a Meccan surah. It's a surah that was revealed in Mecca. And the last part of the story is discussing how to argue about things, which is part of how to be in a community, in a society. Most likely a multi-religious society, in which you need to talk about your religion and listen to all of you who talk about their own religion. And that is a topic that was dealt with in Medina. on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, migrated from Medina. So that is why the part of the story that is discussed in that was in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the Medina Surah. And the beginning of the story was in Surah Al-An'am, which is the Meccan Surah. So now, our first verse today is verse 33 in chapter Ali Imran, which is the chapter 3 in the Quran. Fatiha, Baqarah, and then Ali Imran. And the verse goes like this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم. Truly Allah chose Adam, Noah, the family of Abraham, and the family of Amran above all peoples of the time. The point here is about Ali Ibrahim. The verse is not actually clearly talking about Ibrahim. Ibrahim has a special place in the sight of Allah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah made Ibrahim by a very personal person. It's very personal person. Khalil is someone with whom he discussed very private issues. Allah said, I made Ibrahim to be my Khalil. So he is in his own lead. So Allah is talking about his family now. And he said his family are among the families that are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has chosen Adam. That is why he became the father of everyone, as long as you are a member in the family of the mankind. And he has chosen Noah to find that Noah is one of the prophets that are mentioned plenty of times in Al-Qur'an, and Allah has mentioned how he has suffered while preaching to his people. He preached to his people for 950 years. 1,000 minus 50 years. That's how much he's been among his people preaching to them. And then wa'ala Ibrahim. The family of Ibrahim are among the chosen family. And why is that? It's because their father Ibrahim invited them to come do the same thing that he was doing. To come be part of the covenant that he has entered into with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they agreed to do that, at least a lot of them. Agreed to do that. And because of that, they now enjoy what Ibrahim has enjoyed of being among the chosen ones. Ibrahim will know that when he passed the exam set to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he became Imam. And after becoming Imam, the next thing on the agenda is him trying to make his offspring enjoy that privilege. And Allah, we studied yesterday and previously, told him that they have to work for this, and he said, oh Allah, help me so that I'll make them work for this, send someone who will help them work for this, and all of that. And now Allah is telling us that, okay, Ibrahim has done what he needed to do. His family also did what they needed to do, and Allah has accepted his prayer to send someone to us, and therefore now, this is the result. The result is that وَعَلَى Ibrahim, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam also became part of the chosen people before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are talking about the family of Ibrahim, the first thing we'll talk about is Ismail. Because Ismail was his first son and he was demonstrably a chosen person because he has worked together with his father to build Kaaba, as we said yesterday. He built Kaaba together with his father. And when the father was praying, oh Allah, let all our progeny Muslims, he participated in that prayer. Ajir for Ibrahim, Sa'id ibn al-Bayti wa Ismail. And Ismail was participating. And when Ibrahim was praying to Allah, he was praying in a form of duality. In Arabic, you have Mufrad, Musanna, and Al-Jam'. Unlike in English, where you have only singular and plural. One and large. In Arabic, it's a little bit different. One, two, then large number. Singular, dual, and then plural. So when Ibrahim was praying to Allah to demonstrate that Ismail became part of the mission, he was doing it in duality. He said, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ. O Allah, make the two of us those who submit to you. Not رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمِينَ, which would have been a plural, which would have included everyone. But no, not رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمًا. No, وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ. The two of us, like وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا, until the end of it. So Ismail would be the first person that he would have to speak about. And then Ishaq. Ishaq would be the second person that he would have to speak about. Is the younger brother to Ismail from a different mother. He was very blessed. He had Yaqub. And Yaqub was the one named Israel. And Israel had 12 children. All of them prophets, according to one of the riwayat. All the 12. Despite the fact that some of them disagree with others, like the 10 brothers of Yusuf disagree with Yusuf and thought that Yusuf was receiving way too much favor from their father, and they needed to get rid of him, ended up throwing him into a well, and all of that. But at the end of the day, they are also forgiven. Because at the end, when they discovered that their brother became a prime minister of Egypt, they came on to him and said, قَالُوا اللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ قَالَ لَا تَسْجِيدَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. So we have admitted that really Allah exalted you and made you far better than us. And we really are transgressors. What was his response? لَا تَسْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Not a problem at all. You don't have anything to stop them from that. يغفر الله لكم. Allah will forgive you. وهو أرحم الراحمين. And he is the most merciful. But these people are also among the chosen people. So you can't say because they have done this, therefore they are condemned, they are not done. They are forgiven by the person against whom you've committed that sin. They have also, their father also helped them to seek for forgiveness of Allah on their behalf. When they went back to Midian, that's their village, in Palestine, they said unto him, يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين. قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Our Father, seek for forgiveness of Allah on our behalf. We have really wronged you. إنا كنا خاطئين. قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. He said, no problem, I will speak for forgiveness of Allah on your behalf, and he is not mine. Ulama speak about this particular verse. They asked their brother and said, لَكَتَاللَّهِ لَكَدَاثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ قَالَ لَا تُسْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you immediately. There is a sense of immediacy in the way in which their brother responded to them. But all of a sudden, that sense of immediacy was lost when their father was responding. When they asked their father, Ya Abana Sakhir Yana Zulubana, Inna Kunna Khafi'in, he said, Sawfa Astaghfiru Lakum Rabbi, I will. In Arabic language, there is this word, Sawfa, and it is called Harfu Tasneef. Harfu Tasneef, what does it mean and what does it stand for? It comes with simple present tense to mean that this is something that is going to happen in a little bit of a distance. Unlike when he says Sa'f, when Ibrahim was talking to his father, he says, Sa'astaghfiru laka Rabbi innahu kana bi hafidhi. I will immediately seek for forgiveness of Allah. But Ya'qub, the father of his children, he said, I will later seek for forgiveness. That was the difference between Sa' and Sa'f. Sa' when it comes together with simple present tense in Arabic, it means it is something that is going to happen right now. But when Sawfa comes, it means it's something that is going to happen in the future. What does that mean? What it means literally is that you are far better off to offend your brother than to offend your brother and hurt your father. If you offend the brother, it's very easy that the brother forgives you. But if the father knows that you have his son, that will take time before he comes. That's the first lesson you should learn from this. And the second, which is one of the interpretations of ulama, is that when he said, Sawfa astaghfiru lakum Rabbi, what he's actually saying is that I won't just randomly seek for Allah's forgiveness on your behalf. I will have to wait for waqtul mustajab. There are specific times in which if you pray, Allah will accept it. And because he is a prophet of Allah and he knows that, so he is not willing to just throw a prayer that will be rejected by Allah. They are his children as well, and he wants Allah to forgive him. He truly do. So he would rather delay the prayer till the time of istijab, the time in which Allah doesn't reject prayers, then he would seek for Allah's forgiveness for his children, so that all of them would enjoy that family blessing that the whole family has. All in all, the whole family, including Ismail, who ended up giving birth to the children that gave birth to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ishaq, who gave birth to Ya'qub, who gave birth to the 12 children, among whom is Yusuf and Benjamin, Bunyamin, and who at the end of the day gave birth to the 12 Jewish tribes that ended up having many prophets, including two of the Ulul Azm, Moses and Jesus, right? All of these people are among the family of Ibrahim. And these people are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are really special people, except for those who decided to just reject the fact that they are chosen by Allah, who decided to discard it. Who decided not to do what Allah wants them to do? And those who decided not to do that, and they lost it. They lost it. Anytime that they say, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ, then Allah would say, respond to them by saying, فَلِمَا يُعَزِّبُكُمُ اللَّهُ جَزِينُ وَجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرُ مِنْهُ مَنْ خَلَقُ. No, that is not true. That's not true. If that is the case, then why is Allah punishing you anytime you go wrong? If you are actually a children, then He wouldn't punish you anytime you go wrong. فَلِمَا يَعْزِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُونُ بِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِنْ مَنْ خَلَقْ. You are just human beings, just like any other human being. But you are so blessed you are chosen because of your affiliation with God. But the problem here is that we are talking about how Ibrahim lived his life and how you can truly be an affiliate of Ibrahim alayhi salam. If you bring those, then you are not. Right? And that is what we have said yesterday and today and all day. إن الله أصطفى آدم ونوح وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالم. And then we go to the second verse. The second verse is also in آل عمران, verse 65, which says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون. Oh, you people of book, oh, people of the scripture, why do you argue about Abraham, why the Torah and the Evangel were not revealed till after him? Have you no sense? Since you guys have sense. What does that mean? This is talking about those who are saying Ibrahim alayhi salam is a Jewish person, or Ibrahim alayhi salam is a Christian. But it doesn't make sense. Because for him to be a Christian, which means a follower of Christ, then he has to have come after Christ. For him to be a Jewish, meaning that he is among the family of Judah, then he has to have come after Judah. Not before. But he was actually before them. How would it be possible for him to be Yahudian or Nasranian? How can you people be arguing about this thing? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't at all. No one is going to attain salvation until he accepts Jesus as his own personal savior. Then I will ask you, what about Mary, his mother? Did she accept him as a prophet savior? What about Musa alayhi salam? What about all the prophets that came before him? Did they accept him as their prophet savior? And these are prophets of Allah, chosen by Allah. That is the kind of argument that Allah is bringing to us so that we see the fallacy in their own argument. Right? My time Ibrahim. يا أهل الكتاب لم تحجون في إبراهيم وما أنزل في التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعد all these books were revealed after him أفلا تعقلون. Don't you guys have sense? If it has sense, you think to know that obviously this is not true. Right? What is the relationship between this and what we've been studying in the past? What we've been studying has been talking to us about something we can call kind of content analysis, kind of, these are the attitudes of Ibrahim, these are the behaviors of Ibrahim, right? And for you to be someone that can be affiliated with Ibrahim, you have to emulate those, right? That is not to even talk about an organized religion, right? Or talking about characteristics, attitudes, behaviors. Okay, now that the system talking about an organized religion, coming from the angle of an organized religion, then he wouldn't, it couldn't have been possible for him to be a Jewish, or he couldn't even have make sense for you to be arguing about Ibrahim at all. He shouldn't be. Right. And then we go to the next verse. Also, Surah Ali Imran, verse 67. ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. Right. We will see a lot of similarities in some parts of the verses. Like this, وما كان من المشركين. We refer something similar to that in Surah Al-Baqarah, but in that verse it was ولم يكن من المشركين. And here, وما كان من المشركين. Right. I will come and talk about this little difference between the two verses. Makana Ibrahim Yahudiyan. Ibrahim wasn't a Jew. Clearly, after all the arguments, this is like the conclusion of the arguments, after all the arguments, right? Ya Ali Ibrahim, Ibrahim, right? and the arguments that we decided yesterday. After all the arguments, this is like the conclusion of the argument. Makana Ibrahim Yahudiya. Ibrahim is not a Jew. Who was not a Jew. Wala Nasraniya. He wasn't a Christian. He was not a Christian. He was not a Jew, and he was not a Christian. A simple and plain as that. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was a Muslim on the right path. As it was. Whether you want to accept it or not, that is the truth. And if you want to prove it, then go back to all the arguments that were raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And try to disprove them. But as long as you cannot disprove those arguments, then you have to accept that Ibrahim was neither Jew nor a Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was a Muslim. You can also, if you want, say that Islam also came after Ibrahim. Then how was he a Muslim? No, we are not talking about the organized Islam. No, we are talking about the submission of Allah, of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have in common with Ibrahim. That is what we are talking about. And it's through that that we claim that all the prophets of Allah are actually Muslims. Because of that commonality. So what we are talking about here is, look, when you claim that you belong together with someone, and I claim the same thing, what we need to do is to come and check and see. Who are all the Sahaba who are in common with that person that we are claiming they belong together? Is it Muslims that have more in common with Ibrahim? Or is it Jewish people that have more in common with Ibrahim? Or is it the Christians that have more in common with Ibrahim? I'd like to say that. We submit to Allah completely. In fact, that is our name. In fact, we even claim that Ibrahim was the first to give us that name. Put the same thing in my left chair. And the first and the most important thing in all monotheistic religions, the most important thing is that Allah is one and alone. Both of you broke that law. Both of you broke that rule. Both of you associate a partner to Allah. And you are not, you don't have anything in common with Ibrahim. You don't. You Christians are claiming that Jesus is the Son of God. You, the Jewish people, are claiming that Uzair was the Son of God. We are saying that he is anyone that is supposed to be a candidate for being a Son of God, Muhammad should have been, but he is not. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدٌ فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ. This is the word of Allah put in the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell them, if it was impossible that Allah would have a son, then probably I would have been a candidate for that position. Not I would have been a son of God, I would have been a candidate for that position. Allah created me a long time ago and I was worshipping Allah millions of years before even Allah created me. Allah created my soul. That's what Allah said, O Muhammad, tell the Lord. That I've created your soul long time ago, and as a soul you've been worshipping me. So if there is any possibility of anyone becoming the Son of God, you would have been a candidate for that position. But no, there is none. So we say that Muhammad is not the Son of God, and God cannot even have a begotten son. No, no way. Only who Allah is. Allah as-Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. He is one and alone and no associate and no partners and no begotten friend, and he is just one and alone. SubhanAllah. You are the guys are not like that. Therefore, we have more in common with Ibrahim because he submits to Allah, he was on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he has never been one of those who associate partners with Allah. إِنْ بَقَرَ وَلَمْ يَكُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And here we are again, right? The difference is that over there, وَلَمْ يَكُ, Allah used simple present. Here we are again, Allah used past tense. Right. In the first sense, we are talking about at the time of his life, he was. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Now, you can't prove that he has ever been. He has never been, and he can't prove that he has ever been. No way you can prove it. And if you can, then it's over to you. Try your luck and see. And the next verse. Also, Surah Al Imran. إن أول ذات إبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا الله يعلم المؤمنين. A people inherit Ibrahim are surely those who follow him in the days of his prophethood, and this prophet and those who believe in him. Indeed, Allah is the patron of the believers. إن أول ذات إبراهيم للذين اتبعوه. Who are the true people of Ibrahim? Who are the two people of Ibrahim? Now, first and foremost are the people that believed in him during his lifetime. There's no argument about this. You can't argue that they are not. Because these are the people that saw him, believed in him, and actually pursued his mission and promoted that mission. There's no argument about this. Then who? Wahaj and Nabi, this prophet. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the closest ally of the Ibrahim rather than anyone else. Because they have more in common with Ibrahim than any other person who claims that closeness. And then the people who believe in this prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Allah, inshaAllah. We believe in Prophet Muhammad, and therefore we are closer to Ibrahim than anyone else. How is that possible? Because we believe in what Ibrahim believed in. How is that possible? It's because we do what Ibrahim did during his lifetime. How is that possible? It's because we have the same kind of relationship with Allah that Ibrahim established with Allah. How is that possible? It's because we have the same kind of worldview that Ibrahim has. Remember, we will read this in the future. Allah commanded Ibrahim to call people to come and perform Hajj. Allah said unto him, أَذِلْتِ النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيرٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. But though Ibrahim climbed the Jabal, the mountain of Abu Habib, and called for people to come up for a full night, and they will surely come to you, they will answer your call. And some of them will come walking, and some of them will come on a ride. يَأْتُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيرٍ. They come from the different parts of the world. Different parts of it. Allah promised them. And they keep coming till the end of time. Till the end of this life. People keep answering that call. Anytime you see yourself longing to go for Hajj, longing to go for Umrah, it is your soul answering the call of Ibrahim Malik. Who are the people answering that call today? Who are the people answering that call? The Muslims, the people who believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are the ones answering the call of Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam. Not the Jewish people, not the Christians. Therefore, who are the allies of Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam? Muslims. Not the Jewish people, not the Christians. إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the patron of all believers, either under the flag of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or under the flag of any other prophet. Allah is the patron of all believers. This is actually What I understand from this is that Allah is telling us to focus more about the content, not the title, not the name. Anytime anyone comes and claims that I am this, I am that, look at what the person is doing. Don't pay too much attention on the cover of the book. Alright, then judge the book by the cover, judge the book by the content. That is what Allah is telling us. And in the next verse, Surah Al-Imran, verse 84, here Allah says, قُلْ آمِنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. This is very, very similar to the verse that we studied in Baqarah. And for those of us who are trying to memorize Quran, these are some of the verses that Allah said, والذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. Some of them look very similar to one another. Very, they can be very confusing. Right? Who would tell me the difference between this verse and the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah? Someone tell me the difference. This one says, قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَائِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. What's the difference? What's the difference? So those of you that are trying to memorize the Quran. Okay, the difference, you want to tell me? Yes, thank you very much. In Baqarah is Qulu, it's not Qulu. And here is Qulu. This is one difference, another difference. Another difference. قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إن بقرة إلينا إن آل عمران علينا. That's another difference. إن بقرة قولوا is a first difference. Here قل. And the second difference in بقرة وما أنزل إلينا. And here وما أنزل علينا. There's still yet another difference. أَلَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى إِنْ بَقَرَ وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ and in Ali Imran وَالنَّبِيُّونَ. That's another difference. Difference. Two differences. وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. These are the three differences between this verse and the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. But it looks very similar. That is what it's describing. This same surah, in the beginning of the surah, مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. And there are verses that are very similar, but they are not the same. Right? The first difference, قُلْ آمَنَّا, to draw the attention that Allah is talking to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, because before this Allah said إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ. Allah is talking about this particular Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore the address is to him. The address is to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore قُلْ آمَنَّا. And in Baqarah, if you remember, it was Israel that Yaqub talking to his offspring, to his children, right? And therefore, with a means, after talking to them, then Allah started talking to all of us as one big family. Qulu amen. Right? أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي till the end, then قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Right? And here it is. يَوْمَ أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا. The difference is when Allah is talking about the people of prophets that receive the message through the prophet, it's مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا. what is revealed to us. But when he's talking about the prophet, it is ma unzila alayna, what is revealed unto us. It was revealed directly unto him. It's just he feel the pain of the revelation when it's coming to him. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha used to say that, I used to know when the prophet is receiving a revelation because his body becomes very hot. He will be sweating, you know, and the sound is like a sound of a chain, very big chain that is being dragged on the ground. That is the way he feels. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah is talking about the revelation, the prophet is ma unzila alayya, unto them. But when you talk about what is revealed to us, that's the book that we receive from the prophet through the intervention of the prophet, is ma unzila ilayya, what is given to us. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَتَجْرِ جُمْسُ to all these prophets. وَالْأَصْبَاطِ, we have explained what الْأَصْبَاطِ was. وَمَا أُوْسِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى, and what was given to Musa and Isa. وَالنَّبِيُّونَ وَالرَّبِّينَ, and what is given to all prophets from their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَّا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, we don't discriminate against anyone from amongst them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, we are submitted to Allah through this prophet. And on the next verse, it's verse number 95. Verse number 95 in Surah Ali Imran says, قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The argument is over. The argument is over. Allah is not talking to those who are arguing anymore because they are deceived. And we are giving the conclusion of all those arguments that Ibrahim is neither Jewish nor Christian person. That the people closest to him are the prophets, Muhammad and his people. That we believe in all the prophets and we don't discriminate. As long as we understand this as the conclusion of the argument, then what else? Say, Allah has spoken the truth. Therefore, follow the religion of Ibrahim, the upright one, and he was not one of the polytheists. That's it. Qul sadaqa Allah, attabi'u millata Ibrahim hanifan wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Let us all of us come together and put a word. Right? Say that our prophet is not a right prophet. He's not a true prophet. He was a... Okay, let's all of us come together and follow Ibrahim. But let's follow Ibrahim's footprint exactly the way he did his life. Let's do that. Can you do that? The same thing that we would see when Allah says, "No, Allah will kitab and this in Surah Al-Imran, this in Surah." Said, "Ya al-kitab, ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. Alla na'budu illa Allah, wa la nushrik bihi shay'a, wa la yattakhidhu ba'duna ba'dan arbaba min dunillah. Fa in tawallaw, faqulu shahidu bi anna muslimun." All the people of the book, let someone converge on a common topic, on a common word. Allah na'budu illa Allah, that we worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala nushrik bihi shay'an, that we would not associate partners with him. Wala yattakhidhu ba'duna ba'dan arbaba min dunillah, that some of us would not seek others as their intercessors. The kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said unto us, فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, if they turn away, فَقُولُوا شَهِدُوا, tell them, بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ, tell them that be a witness that we submit to Allah, even if you don't. That is the same thing that Allah is telling us to do here. He says, قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ, Allah has spoken the truth. تبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا. Therefore, follow the religion of Ibrahim, وما كان من المشركين, and he wasn't one of those associating partners with Allah, he's not a polytheist. And this verse that comes after this, verse 96, is actually an introduction to the next verse. It doesn't have Ibrahim's name mentioned in it, but as an introduction to the next verse, it will help us to understand the next verse. Verse 96 says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلَّهِ لِلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This verily the first house founded for the good of mankind is the one at Bakka. That's Kaaba. Makkah's original name was the Valley of Bakka. Wadi Bakka. That is the original Arabic name. Translated as Valley Bakka. Not Makkah. Not with an M, but with a ba sound, the B. Right? That was the original name of Makkah, Valley of Bakka, Wadi Bakka. And Allah called the place with its original name. Now the very first house that was established or founded for the good of the mankind is the one in Bakka, or the one in Bakka, that's Al-Kaaba. And what is that house about? That house is full of blessings and a means of guidance for all the people. Why is this relevant? The reason it's relevant is because Allah said, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. That's why it's relevant. It's relevant because therein are clear memorials. The first is the place where Abraham stood for prayer. You create Ibrahim to your side, how would you forget about it? The very first house that was established for the goodness of the mankind was that of Mecca. And it was established by Ibrahim. And there are a lot of signs of Allah there. And the footprints of Ibrahim were there. And you have no relationship with that house whatsoever, and you take claim Ibrahim. No, that's not the way it works. See, ayat al-bayyinatu maqam Ibrahim, wa man dakhalahu kana amina, anyone who gets into that, he is in a state of peace and security. And the third thing is true pilgrimage to the house, Kaaba, is due to Allah. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجِّ الْبَيْتِ. As long as you are in the party of Ibrahim, that means you submit to Allah. And as long as you submit to Allah, one of the requirements of submission to Allah is to go for Hajj. You don't go for Hajj. You don't want to go and see the footprint of Ibrahim. You don't want to go to the first house that was established for the goodness of mankind, and you still claim Ibrahim. No, that is not the way it works. Right? وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجِّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Anyone who disobeys Allah, Allah is independent of the world. Allah doesn't need you. Allah doesn't need me. Allah doesn't need anyone. When we submit to Allah, we do it for ourselves. We are the ones who benefit from that, not Allah. Allah will benefit from nothing. Nothing. Even when we do Qurban, when we slaughter animals during Eid al-Adha or during Hajj, Hajjah and all of that, what Allah says about that? فَلَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَعُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The blood will not get to Allah. The meat will not get to Allah. The consciousness of Allah that you have while doing what you're doing, that is what will get to Allah. ولكن يناله التقوى منكم فإن الله غني عن العالمين ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين anyone who defies us to believe in Allah it's just one thing. Allah doesn't need us anyway. And then we go to the next يأخذون الناس. That now we get to Surah Al-Nisa. That's the third surah that speaks about Ibrahim عليه السلام. Allah said in Nisa verse 54. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. There are a number of places that Allah mentioned the word an-nas in Al-Quran. But textual analysis from balagha perspective, balagha is written in Arabic language, we would realize that in the places that Allah mentioned the word nas in Al-Quran, each one of them means a different thing. Each one of them. Arabic language, the word nas means people, right? But in Surah An-Nas, if you do textual analysis, you realize that Allah is talking about bad people, not just people. The bad people, they are the ones meant by nas in Surah An-Nas. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. From the beginning to the end, Allah is talking about the bad people. That's what the word is saying. And here, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. النَّاسُ here means Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Only him. Yes. النَّاسُ here refers to Prophet Muhammad. That's what it means. That is why it's very difficult for a person to just translate the Quran without actually going and learning from a scholar who knows it. The fact that you know Arabic language is called about. We really have to go and learn this thing from the people that know it. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Also they feel jealous of the people for which Allah has granted them out of His bounty and grace. The people is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just if you look at the context, Allah is talking Jewish people and Christians about Ibrahim because they rejected Muhammad. That is the whole idea, that's the whole bottom line. It's because they rejected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You accepted Isa, you accepted Musa, you accepted Ibrahim and rejected Muhammad. When Muhammad is actually talking about what those prophets talk about more than you, better than you. He knows them far better than you. And he rejected him. And now it is proven to you that Muhammad is actually the one that is closer to Ibrahim than you people. What comes next is the only reason why you're rejecting Muhammad is jealousy. That's the only reason. That's not any other reason apart from that. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ. So are they being jealous of people of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ أَلَا مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. About what Allah has given them from His grace. If you reject Muhammad because you are jealous, فَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ. The family of Ibrahim have given them books. Suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa. I have given Ibrahim Suhuf. I have given Musa Suhuf. I have given Musa Al-Tawrah. I have given Isa Al-Injil. I have given Dawud Al-Zabur. I have given all of them books. Why are you not jealous? Why don't you be jealous of them? Why Muhammad? That's the reason. The reason is because of the blood relationship with those people. Which they don't think they have with Muhammad because they are ethnic Jews, by the thing, but Muhammad is an Arab, and therefore, why would Allah send an Arab? Why would Allah send an Arab? Right? أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ. We have given books to the people of Ibrahim. We have given them prophets too. Some of them we made them prophets. But they know Muljan Azima. Even the ones that disbelieve in Allah from among them, we have given them the kingdom of this life. We have given them leadership in a worldly manner. Why are you not jealous of that? Is it because you're related? But that is not the way it works. Your relationship should be with Allah. And whoever Allah chooses, it should go with that person. That's it. That's the meaning of complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't choose and pick. You don't do cherry picking of whom you want to believe in and whom you don't want to. Whom you want to believe in and who you want to. We just don't do that. And next verse is the second to the last verse that we'll talk about today is the same surah, chapter 1, verse 125. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُسْلِمٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Now look, the best thing to do, and who is better in faith than one who submits his whole attention to Allah? The best thing to do is just to submit to Allah completely and remove all forms of jealousy from your heart and go by whomever Allah chooses and sends as his prophet. That's it. We surely give the children of Abraham, and Allah has taken Abraham for a special friend. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah, I wish in our time, this وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا is actually a statement that requires a lecture on its own right. What does it mean for Ibrahim to be a friend of Allah? Allah doesn't call anyone his friend, but he calls Ibrahim. He didn't end up calling his friend, he said special friend. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, special friend, he's a special friend to Allah. He's someone who is taken into a private conversation, a personal conversation with Allah. What does that mean? Probably next week is time for me to talk to more about that, inshallah. And the last verse is also Surah Al-Nisa, verse 153, where Allah says, إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, O Muhammad, we have revealed unto you, كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ, the same way we have revealed to Nuh alayhi salam wa nabiyyina min ba'di, and all the prophets before, after Nuh alayhi salam. أوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وحارون وسليمان وآتينا داود الزبور. It is the same God that is talking to all his prophets. Surely we have sent down our revelation to you as we sent it down to Noah and the prophets who came after him. And we send revelation to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and his children, and to Jesus, Job, Jonah, Aaron, and Solomon. And we give David a scripture called a Zabur. Is the same God doing all these things? All these religions that we see are manifestations of God from time to time to a prophet or another in a location or another. Is the same God doing all these things? Why would you people accept some or reject all? That's what becoming of you. You can't choose and pick what you want to believe and drop the ones you don't want to believe. That is not the way to relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We stop here, inshallah, and take a few questions if there are any, and inshallah next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your first question about the 10 children of Yaqub alayhi salam who combined and kidnapped their brother and treated also well, how can they respond? Right? I'll give you two different answers to that. First, I know you're talking about Ismah. Ismah is a concept in Islamic tawheed that is a prophet guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against any form of sin. And what they have done was really a really big sin. But there's disagreement amongst scholars as to whether that Ismah applies to prophets before or after they become prophets. Before or after they become prophets. There's a good number of scholars that say it actually applies only after they became prophets. That is the reason why you can see some projects in every possibility of a prophet committing something that he may think of as unholy before he becomes a prophet, because the Ismah doesn't apply at that time. You remember the story of Musa alayhi salam? فَوَكَذَّبُ مُوسَى فَصَدَى عَلَيْهِ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُضِلٌ مُبِينٌ. One of the brothers of Musa took for his health, one of the Bani Israel guys, against a cop guy in Egypt. Right? And Musa gave a blow and the person died instantly. And Musa alayhi salam said what? قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. This is satanic deed. It's not me doing this, it's Satan doing it. إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُضِلٌ مُضِلٌ. He's really an enemy, sunk enemy. And he's all out in this guy's people. Right? So yes, we have done this. To the extent that same brother, the following day, when he seeks for help from Musa, and Musa raised up his hand, trying to help, and he thought Musa was going to kiss him, not the enemy. And he said, Ya Musa, أَتُرِيدُ أَنْ تَقْتُلَنِي كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ إِنْ تُرِيدُ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ جَبَّارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تُرِيدُ أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Oh Musa, what are you doing? Haven't they killed me just like they killed someone else yesterday? Are you trying to become a criminal? A common criminal? That's what you're becoming. You're not trying to be a good person, you're trying to be a common criminal. And this is someone who ranks among the top five best human beings ever created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see this in a couple of other prophets. Would you also consider what Adam did in Al-Jannah when he asked Apple that Allah tell him not to? And he seek for forgiveness? And Allah said, then we have forgiven it. So you see a couple of those. And then there are those who say, no, Ismah actually applies throughout their life. And they have many ta'wil that they have to do about all the incidences that happen throughout the lives of all the prophets before they become prophets. This is the first answer that I'm giving you. The second answer. These same people, we can't know for a fact that they are prophets because the mention of Al-Quran did not say clearly that they are prophets. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say clearly that they are prophets, but we have it in Israelites that they are prophets. When we have it in Israelites, like I don't know if it is here that I've mentioned the book, Badai or Zuhur, Yuqai or Zuhur, it's a compilation that happened during the time of Tabi'in about some body of knowledge that is explaining the Quran from the Israelite knowledge, right? Mostly narrated through Wahab ibn Munabbah, which was a Christian priest that became a Muslim, and Wahab ibn Munabbah, and another guy that also became one of the Sahabi, which is narrated through them. And in the book, he mentioned that these people are prophets. Okay, what do we do when we get information from Israelite books? What do we do about that? There are three rules in Usul al-Fiqh on how to deal with that. Under what is called Shara'u Man Qablana. Shara'u Man Qablana is considered one of the sources of at-tashri'. It is called Masabir al-Tashri'. Masabir al-Tashri' means the sources of our Sharia, which begins with Al-Quran, Al-Sunnah, Al-Ijma', Al-Qiyas, Al-Istihab, Al-Maslah al-Mursala, Shara'u Man Qablana, and Rasulna. Okay, now we are talking about Shara'u Man Qablana. Shara'u Man Qablana, this is the way to go about it. There is what they call Ma Waqafa Ma'a Ma'lum Min Ad-Din Wa Tawrat. Something we read in the Bible, either Old or New Testament, and we realize that it is in line 100% with something that is either in Al-Quran or in Hadith Sahih. Ma waqafa ma'lum min ad-din wa tawrat. We have to accept that. We have no option to accept that. And then the second category, ma khalafa ma'lum min ad-din wa tawrat. We read in their books, and this is entirely against anything that we know in Al-Quran or Hadith. We have to reject that. That's not the about it. We just have to reject it. And then the number three, which is the confusing part. ما لم يوافق أو يخالف معلوما من الدين بالضرورة. This is something that is not in line with something that comes from Quran and is not conflicting with something in the Quran. And this is the case of the 10 children, in fact the 11 children of Yaqub alayhi salam. We see in the books of the people of the book that these 11 people are prophets. And we read in the Quran for a fact that many of their children are actually prophets, Allah Akbar. We don't have a doubt about that. But then they are prophets from the books of Ahl al-Kitab. And we don't have anything in the Quran or in the Hadith confirming it. And as well, we don't have anything rejecting it. What do we do about this? What is ulama say we should do about this? At-tawakkul. We can't say for a fact that they are prophets. And we can't say for a fact that they are not prophets. We just have to do at-tawakkul. That is what Islam is going to say about this. Allahu ala wa a'lam. Maybe we stop here and continue next week, inshallah. If there's any questions, please save your question for next week, inshallah. Allahu ala adina fiman hadith. Ullana fiman tawakkul. Wabarikana fiman na'afima adith. وكنا نعبد الله ونعبدك شر ما قدر انك تنتهي من حق ولا يزال انه لا يزال من عبيد ولا يزال من والد سوى ربنا اللهم اغفر لنا من خشيتك ما تغول به بيننا وبين معاصيك بل يقين ما تغول به علينا وسائر سيئنا ومسينا اللهم لاسمائنا واخبارنا وقواتنا عبد ما احييت وجعل الغالب امينا واجعل ثارنا على من سلمنا وصلنا على من عاداك ولا تجعل الدنيا كفرا ولا مبلغ علينا ولا الى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا على ارحمنا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا بك انفسنا واهلنا التقوى. انت خير من زكاها انت وليها مولاها. اللهم ربنا بك انفسنا واهلنا التقوى. انت خير من زكاها انت وليها مولاها. اللهم ربنا بك انفسنا واهلنا التقوى. انت خير من زكاها انت وليها مولاها. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الامي الذي جزمه مصيبا لهم في التوراه الانجيليه. امرهم بالمعروف ونهاهم عن المنكر. حل لهم الطيبات. حرم عليهم الخبائث. ويضع عنهم كلهم الأغلال التي كانت عليهم سبحانه وتكرم في الإسلام. نعم على المنصر الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.